Welcome to your cycling news flash on Friday, the 2nd of May. Michael Matthews claimed his first win for 2025. It was at the Eschborn Frankfurt race, out sprinting Magnus Cort from UnoX Mobility. All this in a reduced bunch finish. Bleeding at a little bit of history in this race, he finished second in 2018 and third in 2011. So he finally conquered the German one-day classic. UnoX controlled much of the final 10 kilometers, setting it up for Magnus Cort, but Matthews timed it perfectly after his lead out peeled off, surging past Magnus Cort in the last meters. The victory was set up earlier when Jaco Alula pushed the pace on the key mid-race climb, shrinking the peloton to just 30 riders and therefore eliminating many sprinters. The race also saw early attack from Thierry Thierry from Arkea B&B Hotel and Laurence Pitti from Red Bull Bora Hansgrohe, but they were reeled in before the final showdown. Matthews praised his team, saying, and I quote, "We split the bunch and got rid of a lot of the fast guys. That was my goal today." It's a big morale boost for Jaco Alula heading into the next part of the season. Tour de France winner Cassia Nieuwdoma will ride in support for the Canyon-SRAM Zando Crypto at this year's Vuelta Feminina after what she called an intense and challenging spring. Although, as I said, she's the reigning Tour de France Femme champion, she hasn't taken a win this year but consistently placed in the top 10 in the classics, including Flanders, Flèche Wallonne and Liège-Bastogne-Liège. Nieuwdoma said she's looking forward to helping her teammates, sharing her experience and supporting those fights in the general classification. The hopes for the team in a GC will center around Neve Bradbury, with strong support from Chloe Daggett, Nastia Kolesava, Agnieszka Stanica and Maaike van der Druin. La Vuelta Feminina runs from May the 4th to May the 10th and is covering 748 kilometers over 7 stages. All this with a tough final summit finish at Cotobelo in the Asturias. From a Tour de France winner to another, Jonas Vingegaard is ramping his preparation for the 2025 Tour de France with reconnaissance rides in the key Pyrenean climbs. This week, the Visma Leaderbike leader tackled the Col de Solour and Otacam, both part of Stage 12, as well as the Col of Peyressourde, which will feature on Stage 14 alongside the Tourmalet, Aspin and a finish at Luchon-Superbannière. After recovering from a concussion at Paris-Nice, Vingegaard is now focused on regaining his best form and targeting his first Tour de France title. He's set to return to racing at the Critérium du Dauphiné, followed by a final altitude camp ahead of the Tour, which will start on July the 5th in Lille. With this key reckon ride, Vingegaard is gearing up to challenge Tadej Pogacar, who dominated the Pyrenean stages last year. This was your news flash for this week. Remember, Grace Bond will have her unclipped opinion on Monday, and we will return for a full SBS Cycling podcast on Wednesday.